Lebanon recently held the final phase of its municipal elections in the southern regions despite ongoing Israeli attacks and internal crises. The elections took place as the country faces serious economic, political, and security problems. Israeli forces attempted to disrupt the vote and discourage public participation through military pressure, but large number of Lebanese citizens went to the polls. Many voted for pro-resistance candidates, delivering a major political victory to Hezbollah. These local elections carried national importance. The success of Hezbollah and its allies went beyond managing local councils. It showed continued public support for the resistance movement and revealed the failure of domestic and foreign efforts to weaken it. The elections also served as a test ahead of Lebanon's next parliamentary vote. In the earlier phases, Hezbollah-affiliated lists won a majority of municipal seats in several regions, including traditional strongholds and areas with mixed population. In the final phase, the main electoral battles took place in Sidon and Jezzine. In Sidon, four competing lists included one backed by Hezbollah and the Amal movement. In Jezzine, the contest was between lists supported by rival Christian parties. The vote there was seen as crucial for the Free Patriotic movement, which had lost ground in previous elections. After the recent Israeli aggression, Hezbollah's popularity was questioned by its opponents, who hoped that war fatigue and media campaigns would reduce support. However, the election results showed that the resistance still holds strong public backing and is seen not only as a military force, but also as capable of providing public services. The elections also helped to gauge the position of various political groups before the 2026 parliamentary elections. Control over municipalities is important for post-war reconstruction. Hezbollah gained the ability to directly support rebuilding efforts in southern areas, many of which were damaged by Israeli attacks. This allows the movement to counter accusations of inefficiency and maintain its connection with local communities. Hezbollah officials described the elections as part of the national struggle to restore normal life and resist foreign pressure. Another key outcome of the vote was the low turnout among Sunni voters, especially in areas once loyal to the Future movement. The political withdrawal of Saadat Hariri has left a leadership gap, and no new force has fully replaced him. This led to poor coordination among anti-Hezbollah factions, weakening their overall position and creating space for independent candidates. Foreign powers such as the United States and Saudi Arabia had hoped to use the elections to reduce Hezbollah's influence, but the outcome showed widespread rejection of external interference. Instead, Hezbollah used the elections to demonstrate its political strength and public service capacity.